We present My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
My Music is a game of musical knowledge played by a tenor and a bass baritone, if I may so describe Frank and Dennis, assisted by their friends John and Ian. In other words, the formal presentation to you of John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. Right, we get organised on the first round. Organised. John, what does that come from?
It comes from a symphony by an old gentleman called Camille.
Camille who?
Camille Saint-Saëns.
That's right. His symphony number...
three?
Yep, or sometimes known as the Organ Symphony, because it includes an organ. Now we come to a question for Frank. Stuff. Frank, the organist. Is he called Bertie Bunshop, Teddy Turkey, Dickie Dumpling, or Carlo Curley?
He if there's any justice in the world, he's the last one, Carlo Curley.
Yes, he is. He's Carlo Curley, yes. The incredible Carlo Curley likes to describe himself in his publicity matter, which is considerable. Ian, organ and violin. I'm prepared to help you somewhat over the title of this piece, should you need help.
Manage that one on my own, Steve.
Oh, I've got such a lovely clue for you.
What give me the
clue. I bet it's not better than Let's Get Organized.
I was going to tell you, suggest you that music was unpompous, uncircumstantial, that it was a song of the morning and clearly not English.
Yes.
That would have helped you.
Well, that would have helped me a great deal, and I'm grateful to think that you had that backup for me, Steve, in case I needed it.
I had that sort of spirit to it.
Yeah, I appreciate it enormously. It is, in fact, Chanson de Matin, although it was composed by Edward Elgar, I associate it with somebody quite different, oddly enough, and that is somebody by the name of Stamford Robinson.
Oh, yes, Robbie.
For many, 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 many years, a conductor, BBC conductor, and he did a series of programmes years ago, a very novel idea, and been a nice thing to have it revived now. He called them Divertissement, and I was lucky enough to be in the first of these programmes. It's a long time ago, but I just happened to remember it because the very first item of the first programme was yes. Chanson de Matin by Olga. Yeah.
I don't hold with uninterrupted music programmes.
Well, I think if you'd heard this one, you might have.
Of course I do, yes.
For obvious reasons.
Yes.
You can't even have uninterrupted airline flights now.
No, you can't, no.
Dennis, enough of organs. Tell me who this brings to your nostalgically trained mind, and what is he talking about?
Seal. Grunt or groan or sigh or moan, as I wish her to do. And best of all, won't speak at all, unless I ask her to. So, ladies, there's a wonder. wonderful, but true. A damsel who won't speak at all unless she's spoken to.
Is that the original? It's not the original. Yes. Is it really?
Yes. Yes.
Well, that's a man called George Chirgwin, who one of whose songs was a song called My Fiddle Is My Sweetheart. He was known as the White-Eyed Kaffir because he used to black up except for one eye. Can I tell you, I don't know if you know the story about him, but it was a sort of family act, and it was at one time a double act, him and his brother, who used to be billed as B-R-O-S, Bros Chirgwin. You know, Bros, short for brother. And one night the brother didn't appear. And Chirgwin, George Chirgwin, went on and explained to the audience that they were probably expecting two people, but they were not being shortchanged because his mother had wanted twins, and when he was the only one that arrived, she had christened him Bros.
I have two friends who used to run a joint band, a Latin American band. Their name was Denise, and Frank and Joe Denise, and they call themselves Hermanos Denise, meaning the brothers Denise. And they used to be standing together at the front of the stage, and quite often one of the dancers would come up with a request and say, which of you, they'd say to one of them, which of you is Hermanos? And he used to say, he is, pointing to the brother.
Well, we once wrote a song. We were asked to write a song for a drink called Tia Maria, and we were asked to make it a love song. So we wrote this song called Tia Maria, My Heart Grows Light When You Are Near. Tia is Spanish for aunt.
Aunt Mary.
Aunt Mary. So
think of that.
It's the only love song ever written to Aunt Mary.
I don't want to mislead you. I think I led you to think that was the original, Dennis.
No, I didn't think it.
No, it was William Beelby Wright in My Fiddle Is My Sweetheart. Ah. It was written and sung, of course, originally by George Chirgwin, the builder.
He had an extraordinary sort of falsetto he could do as well, apparently.
So that was William Beelby Wright. I don't make a habit of reading Plutarch's Lives exactly, but I was delighted to find in the Lives the following remark. Alcibiades refused to learn the flute, saying that to play on the lute or the harp does not in any way disfigure a man's body or face, but one is hardly to be known by one's most intimate friends when playing on the flute. Let me try some quotations for you. John, a great pianist of an earlier generation than ours, said of his own playing, "The notes I handle no better than many pianists, but the pauses between the notes, that is where the art resides."
Handel.
Why handle?
He mentioned it in the quote. The clue.
The notes I handle. Yes, I'm sorry, I forgot that. Do you know who it was?
Are the last three letters that you said prophetic of the answer?
The last
art.
Three. Oh, yes. Yes, they are.
They
yes.
are. It sounds like his sense of humour. Arthur Schnabel.
Schnabel it was. Yes, Arthur Schnabel said that. Good.
He was a great bloke, you know. Once... he's the only man who I know has really solved this coughing problem with audiences. The audience were coughing away in a Schubert sonata, and he finally stopped after one movement, got up and said, "Ladies and gentlemen, can we come to some agreement? Either you cough or I play, but not both at the same time." After which, complete silence.
Yes. Schnabel also explained his refusal to give encores by saying, "Applause is a receipt, not a bill." I thought that might go down well when you're on the stage. Frank, background music is a favourite butt of people, isn't it, making good remarks about music. Somebody once said, "Music with dinner is an insult both to the cook and to the violinist." Do you know who it was? It was the same man who said, "Angels can fly because they take themselves lightly."
Well, I know who said the second. He didn't write the first, or did he?
Well, he's supposed to have said the first. Yes, the same person.
Oh, I wasn't there at the time. But the chap who wrote the second thing was Chesterton.
Yeah, that's right. G.K. Chesterton was responsible for both remarks. Yeah. Ian, somebody visiting New York, and as usual giving the press something to quote, said of sopranos, "Most of them sound as though they lived on seaweed."
Good gracious.
Who said that? Only one person could get away with that, I think.
Yes.
Most of them. I can hear John doing the voice now. Most of them.
Oh, well, I can hear you doing the voice. In that case, it has to be Sir Thomas.
It was Sir Thomas. Most of the sopranos sound as though they live on seaweed.
Yes. Right. Yes.
They're Welsh.
Do you know the one about Beecham conducting a certain provincial choral society for the last time? Said, we will now do number 17, Chorus of Virgins, but you can all sing.
Different, as so often before, a different sort of music for Dennis Norden's question. Dennis, I'll give you a musical clue first. Etc. Dennis, the composer of that, wrote, "No music has ever saved a good picture, but a lot of good pictures have saved a lot of bad music."
That's good. Yes, I don't know. I'm trying to think. It was obviously some military or well,
that film
wartime.
Was a real slap in the face, you might say.
Patton.
Yes.
That's a very good clue.
I just thought of that while it was being played, actually.
Very good clue.
So do you know whose music it
Jerry
was?
Goldsmith.
Jerry Goldsmith.
Jerry Goldsmith, yes, who wrote right. Dr. Kildare. Yeah, he also said something that was nice. He said that one of the troubles with real life is that there's no background music.
One of the troubles is that there is
there
now.
Is. Oh, there is now, yeah.
Too much. Yeah.
In the piano medley... Pause for groans from Frank. Are eight tunes which require titles. The first four from John and Frank, the second four from Ian and Dennis. Okay, first four titles.
Chopping Wolves.
No, it's not. No, it's the Mazurka from Coppelia.
Oh, so it is.
Yeah. Then came...
Something about the stage.
The second one was from Rigoletto.
Oh, right. Yes. Rigoletto.
And the third one was Drink to Me Only.
No, from, what was it? What from Rigoletto?
La donna mobile.
Thank you. Otherwise, people write letters asking what it is.
Yes,
yes, that's right. The third one, Frank.
Drink to me only with our knives.
Yes, that's right. And
the last was a quotation from the Italian Caprice of Tchaikovsky.
Right.
Da dum ba 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 bum ba bum bum.
Right. Let's go over to the other side. Ian, the first.
Could you play the first one, Steve? Again?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Don't write it down, just tell me.
Tales of the Vienna Woods.
Yes, Tales from the Vienna Woods.
Or from the Vienna Woods.
Yes.
Which one was it?
What about Goldilocks in the Rue Verte?
Then came...
You must say yes to Mr. Brown.
And...
Kiss me goodnight, Sergeant Major.
Yes. And finally...
Oh, Johnny.
Everybody's got everything except John's Coppelia.
Very good. Very good.
John, have you ever sung in a male voice choir, Welsh or otherwise?
I think so, yes.
Anyway, here are some better-known choirs from the Principality. John, a really lovely song sung by the Morriston Orpheus Choir. What's the name of the song?
Oh,
no idea.
A lot of people write and suggest that you might sing it sometimes. David of the White Rock.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Lovely song.
I don't know.
Lovely song. Well, look it up. It's worth
looking at.
Lovely one. Frank, this is Treorci, singing one of the most famous of all Welsh songs, Sospen Fach.
Sospen Fach, and every other song, Sospen Fach.
That song, Frank, what's it about?
Saucepan is saucepan, isn't
yes,
it?
That's right. You've got the answer. It's a nonsense song. It's about a saucepan boiling on the hearth. Ian, for yours, back to the Morriston Choir. And that's a song about goats. What are they doing to the goats?
There's not an awful lot of things you can do to them. Really, when you think about it, you can milk them. You don't shear them.
Supposing you had more than one.
If you have more than one, well, your chances are you will have a lot more than one after.
And you would then need to count them. It's called Counting the Goats.
Oh, is it?
Dennis, this is Hrus, Hrus, Orpheus Choir. Oh. In an old song, you'll know the song. What I want to know, please, is how old is the song?
It was born on the morn of the day that he was born. That was always his treasure and pride. But it stopped, shot, never to go again when the old man died.
Now, I can't remember the exact date, but something about this came up a few weeks ago in this programme, and Frank explained that the term grandfather... Am I right, Frank? The
yeah,
term grandfather clock actually derives from this song rather than the other way around.
Yes, he did.
It was somewhere late in the 19th century, wasn't it?
Yes, not as late as that. It's American. I don't think that's good enough, really. 1876. No. It was written, the song, by Henry Clay Work, who also wrote... Babylon is Fallen.
A work song. Mm-hmm.
Yes, he wrote Wake Nicodemus, and he wrote Marching Through Georgia.
Ah.
All of us confidently expect that when the time comes to leave this world behind, we shall take part in the great harp convention up yonder. But just suppose you go elsewhere, down instead of up. What will music be like there? John, in your personal hell, what would the music consist of? What would you find when you got there?
Well, I think it would either be music that is totally predictable or totally unpredictable. And both of those, yes, to me, are hell.
Yes. How very interesting, yes. How true, too. Yeah. Frank, what would musical hell be for you?
Well, I thought, first of all, probably difficult music, atonal music, which gives me little pleasure. My attitude towards that is devil take the hinder myth. But I think it's probably good music, and I'm at fault. And if it's played over and over and repeated unto eternity, I'd probably come to like it very well, wouldn't be hellish.
No.
So I think it's got to be music which is only the only quality of which is novelty, and then in eternity be awful. So I think a progressive punk LP.
Peter de Vries wrote somewhere there is nothing so boring as unrelieved novelty. It's good.
Yes. Ian, what would be going on when you arrived down below?
Oh, I have no doubt about this at all, Steve. We all have an anxiety dream. Everybody has an anxiety dream related to their own life. But for a singer, it is usually that, at least for me it is, that I'm standing in the wings of a theatre suddenly and the band is playing like this, and I'm listening to this, and the stage director comes up and says, "You're on! That's your music!" And I've never heard it before. And the music goes on and you don't know any of it, and then they start giving you the bird, but you're not allowed to get off, and that goes on for hundreds of years. That would be musical hell for me.
I can do that bit moment on the piano with the orchestra and you. It would be...
Mud, mud, glorious mud.
And then they'd all shout, get off!
Dennis, how about you? Arrival in Hell.
I took as my template Sidney Smith's remark that his idea of heaven was eating pâté de foie gras to the sound of trumpets. In other words, eating something he liked to a sound he liked. So hell would be something eating would be where you eat something you hate to a sound you hate. Yeah. So for me, hell would be eating weak old lamb stew to the sound of Welsh goat counting somewhere.
Well, the contest part is over now. We clear the decks for some nice singing. John, your offering is new to me, and perhaps, fortunately, in the circumstances, unaccompanied. It's about the burning fiery furnace. And could you explain it, please?
Yeah, it's a plain chant hymn that Britain took and based the whole work on. I just love the tune. It goes something like, Salus aeterna in deficiens mundi vita. Lux sempiterna et redemptio fere nostra. Condolens humana perire secla per tentatis numina. Non dinquens excelsa adis deima propria clemencia. Salus aeterna in deficiens mundi vita, lux sempiterna et redemptio vere nostra.
Frank, it's your turn. Any old iron. There's a key.
Right. Any old iron, any old iron, any old iron. You look neat, tall and sweet. You look dapper with everything you meet. Dressed in style, brand new town. Well, so turn on. I mean, you know it. With iron, iron.
That's your father.
Blum, blum.
Gesundheit.
What a listener describes as the mellow tone of the Northern Pipes.
Oh, yes. They need lagging.
He voted out a lovely old song, East of the Sun.
Oh, yeah. East of the sun and west of the moon, we'll build a dream house of love, dear. Close to the sun in the day, near to the moon at night, we live in a lovely way, dear. Living on love and pale moonlight, just you and I, forever and a day. Love will not die, we'll keep it that way. Up above the clouds we'll find a melody of life to a lovely tune. East of the sun and west of the moon, dear. East of the sun and west. That's going to change a few people's idea of musical hell.
I found this closing song myself in the big album of old Scottish songs. Though I admit I found it in Ian's house, which is how I know he can sing it. From the 17th century, you may not know it, I think it's lovely, Lady Anne Bothwell's Lullaby.
Baloo, my babe, lie still and sleep. It grieves me sad to see thee weep. If thou be silent, I'll be glad thy mourning my head full sad, Baloo, my darling, rest a while, then when thou wakest sweetly smile, Baloo, my boy, lie still and sleep. It grieves me, sir, to see thee weep.
Good job these last rounds aren't marked.
No. Lady Anne Bothwell's Lullaby. Lovely. Your performance, Ian, has nothing to do with the final score, which shows a tiny margin for John Amis and Frank Muir. Good night.
Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced by Tony Schreiner.